Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the podcast. Another basement blast for you now. There's a lot of requests for it, and it's for the Hadid sisters, and I decided to kind of make it even a little bit more about the whole Hadid family, just to have more to talk about. Because honestly, I mean, well, I'm going to go into it in some detail, but I mean, Gigi and Bella just basically what you see from the outside. Entitled, pretentious, not very nice to be around, and yeah, so that's them. I want to kind of start with talking about Muhammad, because obviously you can't be a Gigi and a Bella and an Anwar unless you have a Muhammad, right? And I think that a lot of people don't really understand, like, where his money came from. You know, you just see him, like, on Real Housewives or Second Wives Club or whatever, and you see that big house, which they've now sold. And everybody's like, oh, my gosh, he's got so much money. They've got, like, 100 staff and blah, 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 blah. But basically, you know, he got his start running drugs and women in Greece under the guise of owning a club. Now, he had come to America. His dad was, he basically middle class, worked for the U.S. government, actually, Voice of America. And they lived in the suburbs of Washington, D.C., just typical government bureaucrat. And then after college, Muhammad decided to kind of get involved with some people in Greece and a little money, just a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and nothing really legitimate about it. But some of the people that he got involved with ran what's called the SARA Foundation. And the SARA Foundation is basically just a front. It's a money laundering front for Al-Qaeda and other terrorist organizations. It basically is funded through Saudi Arabia. And on all of Muhammad's original deals, they were like 50-50 with him. So he had basically, and it was before Al-Qaeda. Let's get this right. I mean, this was during the 80s or whatever. So there was not Al-Qaeda, but it was, you know, terrorist organizations that later became Al-Qaeda. And they, so they fronted him the money, and this was a way for them to launder money, to have these, you know, real estate deals. Because there's no easier way other than like fashion to launder money than real estate. It's easy. It's almost impossible to get caught. But the problem is when you're doing that kind of stuff, then, you know, there's a lot of people who don't necessarily get paid and stuff. But like I said, he got involved with them when he was doing the thing in Greece. And it basically, he was finding women in Asia and then bringing them to Greece. Because, again, this is early 80s. So you're not seeing any, you know, Russians, because then it was still the Soviet Union, basically. And there weren't really many Eastern Europeans, some Polish people, but mostly he was bringing them from Asia, Philippines, things like that. And, you know, they were at his bar and you could, you know, hire them out for the night. And then some went back to like Saudi Arabia or Dubai or whatever, and they worked as quote-unquote maids or housekeepers, but they were really just sex slaves. And so this was how, you know, he was making money, and he was splitting it. And, you know, it's another good way to launder money is in clubs and vice and things like that. So anyway, in 1992 or so, he basically went bankrupt, but kind of not at the same time. He lost his house to foreclosure. His wife left him. He left the two daughters behind, and including Marielle, who's the only Hadid that I really, really like and get along with. And I think that she's very down to earth for the most part. I mean, for having Muhammad as your dad. And she's got a couple kids. She's really nice. And his other older daughter, she's very nice too. There's some kind of, and they get along very well with Anwar, Bella, and Gigi. It's just For me, I only really like Mario. So anyway, so in 1992, he basically lost everything. So many people were suing him. I think it was like 30 or 40 companies were suing him. I mean, it was the same kind of thing that you see now with this investment. He just doesn't care. He just does what he does. And if people lose money, that's fine, as long as he's not the one losing it, right? And but finally, he had just crossed the wrong people. And he ended up, you know, basically losing everything. And then, of course, the foundation or whatever and the financial backers from the Middle East kind of kept him going and propped him up. And the next thing you know, you're seeing him in L.A. It's kind of, you know, ironic that he was, you know, the one sending girls all over the place and women or whatever. And then his, you know, fairly long-term girlfriend, Shiva, you know, he met her basically yachting. And apparently she's the one who would do what the others wouldn't. And when that code is used, it usually means basically bathroom sports, water sports. She was the one who was willing to do it when others weren't. And apparently that's what caught Muhammad's eye. The fact that she was willing to do that. She basically has sold her soul to the devil to be married. She's not married. That's the thing. I mean, she is basically holding out her whole hope in life that somehow one day Muhammad's going to marry her. And she will say it has all been worth it. And it hasn't. I mean, every year or so, he gets busted, you know, having sex with someone publicly. And that's not even the ones behind the scenes, you know? I mean, just think when he was Yolanda. I mean, basically, what were they married like 12 years? He cheated on her as often as he could. Like, when they were not physically in the same room, he was trying to cheat. You know, there was always the story about, you know, Joanna Krupa or whatever from Real Housewives of Miami and was it Poland's Next Top Model? She's got that franchise over there. And, you know, and it wasn't her that split it up. She was just one of like 100 over the 12 years that he was with Yolanda. I mean, so this is what you're coming to. This is what Shiva wants, is this. Apparently she's okay with it. Apparently she just said, you know, I'm just going to do what he can have sex with whoever he wants, and I'm still just going to be smiling happy because I want to be married. But if she does say something, he's going to say bye. So she's really, you know, she should stand up for herself, but at this point she's given so much to it. And where's she going to go from here? And is she going to be like her two brothers who basically just hustle for a living? You know, finding women who will support them for a couple of months, and then when the women get tired of it, they find somebody else. I mean, one of the brothers, I don't remember which one, but I mean, he was accused of, like, selling drugs out of his gym, like steroids or whatever. I mean, such a sketch kind of family. So it doesn't surprise me at all that she's just willing to put up with it. And, you know, I was on Second Wives Club, you know, she once, I think she said, you know, we should get married, or she tries to bring it up, and he's like, no. And I mean, he just cheats on everybody right in front of them, and just dares her to do anything about it. And she won't do anything. She's not going to walk away. So, and he knows that she's not going to walk away. And so he just is more brazen and more, he doesn't care. And there's the woman that he's accused of raping or whatever, and she just sticks right by him. Even though she knows that she's just getting used and humiliated and embarrassed, that's just, I don't know. Maybe once you know you go golden shower, then you're just, that's what you're doing. I mean, he's had some public ones maybe you guys don't know about, like Abigail Ratchford. Oh, and then Morgan Osmond. Do you guys know Morgan? She was on Bad Girls Club for a while. And he's one of her... She is one of his, like, main standbys. Has been for years. Not so much, like, the last year. She was in the news today or this week. maybe it was today. I get all confused. But her ex, Philip Pline, he's suing her for libel, right? And basically, she like comes to play. And you better bring your A game if you're trying to play against her on Twitter. Basically, she says that Philip, who doesn't really make all this money selling clothes, remember what I told you about fashion and money laundering? Yeah. Okay. Remember what I told you about Muhammad and money laundering? Remember what I just told you about Muhammad and Morgan? They all kind of go together, don't they? Interesting. But anyway, Philip is basically being accused of like having clothes made in Turkey and for like $20, right? And having Turkish labels on them. And then he switches them for labels in Italian or made in Italy and then charges $800. And the clothes are for crap because they were made for, you know, to sell for $20, not $800. It's like if you got some clothes made for H&M or Forever 21 and you decided you could go ahead and relabel those and sell them for like $800 or $900. That's not going to work. And so she basically called him out on it and has all the receipts. And then he sued her for libel saying, oh, it's going to hurt my business. Well, your business sucks anyway. And your business is a ghost. It's a shell. Anyway, back to Shiva. I mean, she basically is nothing but what Muhammad gives her. There's nothing else. But even if they get married, I mean, I guess she'll just say, yeah, I'm his wife. There's going to be such a prenup. I mean, she's not going to have children. He's not going to give her any children or anything. And if they get divorced or... I guess it's for pride at this point. I mean, but this is kind of what you get when you start off. And you have to think about now Bella and Gigi and Anwar. This is their role model. You know, let's not forget that, you know, Muhammad was cheating when he got with Yolanda. So... Bella and Gigi are just used to, oh, our dad cheats, our dad, you know, basically doesn't like any women, he just likes to have sex with them. I remember, do you remember when Gigi got busted for doing coke on the video or whatever, and they're just awful liars. But just stroke of luck, accident, I was in an Obon Palm, and, which I hate, by the way. Because, you know, I like iced tea and Obon Pon, who I always want to say is Obon Pain. They make their tea fresh brewed, their iced tea, which I appreciate the fact that it's fresh. But, you know, when you're making iced tea like that, what happens is it always melts the ice. And so whenever I get iced tea from there, there's no ice. It all melts so quickly, and then it all tastes watery, and it's overpriced, and I feel used every time I go in there. But I'm in there, and it's a Sunday morning, and probably like 10-ish. It's pretty early, and there's Muhammad and Gigi, and Shiva's there too, and Muhammad and Shiva sit next to each other, and Gigi's sitting across, basically. And this is, we're talking just a few days after the coke video, basically. And he's like trying to scold her during breakfast. And she was just like rolling her eyes. I mean, come on, when you have seen your dad do coke off of hooker's naked breasts, I mean, do you really think that Lecter is going to work? I mean, can her dad, he can't lecture her or scold her about anything. He breaks the law. He's been convicted of breaking the law. He's trafficked. He cheats constantly. You know, he uses and abuses. So is he really going to be the one who's going to give you a lecture and that you're going to listen to? I don't think so. And this is the thing about it. I'm going to go in order, basically. And Gigi is the oldest, right? And, well, Yolanda's the oldest. And so Yolanda picked Lyme disease for her disease. And then Gigi needed something a little bit different. So she went with Hashimoto. I get to see her like, Mom, I need a disease. What you got? You know, so Yolanda, just queen of the fake diseases, says, oh, I got a good one. Hashimoto. No one knows what the hell that is. You can just make up stuff. But the thing is that when you're making up diseases, this is like the same with Angelina Jolie and her fake disease. When you make up these crazy ones that nobody really knows anything about, what it does is it forces the person who doesn't know what it's about to go look, like on Wikipedia or whatever, go look it up. And I think at some point, Gigi got it mixed up, what it does. She's using it as an excuse to why she's dropped, you know, 20 or 30 pounds in the last 4 or 5 years, when really Hashimoto makes you gain weight. But you kind of got that part of the story wrong. And that's what happens when you just make up stuff out of the blue. It's basically like the whole family's like excuses. Like Yolanda needed this excuse, so she came up with Lyme disease. And then Gigi needed an excuse why she's losing weight. And, you know, obviously it's due to drugs, but she's going to say it's because of Hashimoto's disease. And, you know, she's like, oh, I'm under holistic medical trial. Come on, my ass. Really? I think she just pulls things out of her butt. And it's the same quack that Yolanda kept sending money to until she got divorced. And then, of course, that stopped, right? Because then she was going to have to pay. Other than, not like David. You know, David probably says to Catherine Murphy, go spend as much money as you want. Because it's going to be less than Yolanda made me send to that quack doctor about her Lyme disease. And it's remarkable, isn't it, that as soon as Yolanda got divorced and didn't have the money, bye-bye Lyme disease. Where did it go? Poof, gone. Pretty amazing, huh? I mean, basically, Gigi's just been doing drugs for years. Finally came up with the Hashimoto thing. I mean, she's been doing the drugs forever, but she only finally came up with the Hashimoto thing after 5 years. I finally got an excuse. And she says she's been in doctor's care for 5 years. Well, how come she didn't bring it up? You know, 5 years ago or 4 years ago when she started, you know, she waited until it was just so noticeable. She kind of came up with it also when she stopped getting so many modeling gigs. You know, Bella's worked pretty steadily. And remember, these are not necessarily real modeling gigs. These are, I mean, they're walking some runways, but that's just because the fashion industry's gone to hell and they care more about getting attention rather than actual, you know, real models wearing their stuff. So they put up with a Kendall and a Gigi and a Bella. But, you know, it's when you, she wasn't even getting those modeling gigs because she looked drug rough. You know, and when you're, and this is the other thing, she said when she got caught doing the coke on the video, oh, I don't do drugs. No. Oh, that's so beyond me. I would never. Yeah, well, you got caught on video, and then I heard your dad talking to you about it. Specifically. So your story kind of sucks then. And meanwhile, your boyfriend Zane, I mean, he's basically like one fentanyl-laced heroin buy from an early grave. I think we all know that. And if you don't, you know, if you don't think that, or you don't think that he's on so much heroin or whatever, then I don't know what to tell you. You know, they enable the hell out of each other. And they're codependent. Now, this is, I will give Zane some credit. It is not often that a guy will use the eating disorder excuse to explain away a drug problem. That is more of a female excuse. And I big ups to him for you know, saying it's an eating disorder. I gotta appreciate a guy going for that. But, you know, he's basically running out of space for tattoos on his body to hide those track marks. And lest you think that, well, don't forget how Gigi and Zane, you know, Zayn cheated on Perry Edwards of Little Mix with Gigi. They can say whatever they want otherwise, but let me tell you this that you've never heard before. Gigi was riding on top of Zayn. Yep, naked sex riding, that kind of riding. And told him to text Perry while they were having sex to break up with her. And that's what happened. She loves telling that story. Perry, crushed after 4 years of dating and 2 years of being engaged, gets a text. But she didn't know that it was during sex. So, that's something you don't hear every day. Now, speaking of diseases, Bella, of course, has one too. And have you ever noticed that in their house, the diseases are excuses? They're not actual. We don't ever talk about the disease as like something that we're living with necessarily. It's always in as an excuse. Now with Bella, she got a DUI back in high school when she was 17. And she blamed it on Lyme disease. Lyme disease, like, as in, I wasn't drinking. It's just the Lyme disease. It was the Lyme disease. And I had to stop driving in high school because I kept crashing because of my Lyme disease. And I was so sick and so sick. And it was all because of Lyme disease. There was no alcohol. There was no DUI. That's what, okay, this is the story that she tells. That there was no actual drinking. There was no actual DUI. It was all Lyme disease. Get out of here with that crap. She blew a .15. Is this the Lyme disease is all of a sudden turning her body into the point where she fails a breathalyzer test? If it was not a DUI, then why would you accept the 1 year suspended license, the 6 months probation, the 25 hours of community service, and the 20 hours of AA? Huh? Why would you do that? You know, the reason is because it was a DUI. Oh. The family is just like filled with excuses. And this kind of thing just kills me. You know, just tell the truth. Do you know how ridiculous you look when you lie like that? And we know that she does coke too. I mean, just stop with that. I mean, The Weeknd brags about it all the time. You know, he loves his drugs. He likes his ladies to do the drugs. He likes his main piece and his side piece all to do drugs. And when they split, she didn't get the good stuff anymore. That all went to Selena. You know, because they split because she basically said, please stop cheating on me quite so much. And he said, take it or leave it. So she left it. But the thing is even when he was hooking up with Selena and everybody else he was hooking up with, he was still hooking up with Bella too. Whenever they crossed each other's path, they would hook up. And the thing is, she was fine, like, hooking up when he was going against Selena. But then when she was the main girlfriend, she, you know, just like, but again, I'm kind of surprised she actually told him, you know, please stop cheating on me as much. I mean, look at her examples. She's not going to say anything to The Weeknd anymore. Why? Her dad has told her it's a fine, that this is what men do. They cheat. And they're always looking for somebody better. And you just need to stay there and wait for him to come home and be ready to have sex with him too. I think also she got back with The Weeknd because she was tired of the old men that her dad was trying to hook her up with. Like, literally, like guys Muhammad's age. Like, you should go, you should meet him, you should marry him. You know, some 65-year-old, and what is she, like 22? I mean, I think the motto in, you know, on Yolanda's children is, you get a disease, you get a disease, we all get diseases. Because even Anwar got one. He has Lyme, so that's going to be pulled out when he needs the excuse. I didn't mean to make out with Kendall. It was my Lyme disease. Oh. You know, it's basically, I think Gigi just said, you know, I'm the oldest. I want something different. You have, you know, Lyme disease, Mom. Bella's got Lyme disease. Amor's got Lyme disease. What can I have? Hashimoto. Oh, and give me a golden ticket, too, while we're at it. That's basically you know, that's them. I would say that I think that Bella, no, I'm trying to think of some of the other people that she, Jordan Barrett, that's that Australian model guy. I get some really bad vibes about him. I get kind of like he's going to go off the rails one day. Have you ever seen him? Go look at some pictures. He just, to me, he looks like, I don't want to say a serial killer, but he just looks like somebody who's going to go off the rails. And they partied all the time. I don't even know if they actually hooked up, because I think that they were so wasted, there was no way that they were going to ever consummate a sex act. I have noticed that Bella is remarkably close with Kendall. And Bella once had a really, really hot relationship with Stella Maxwell. And aren't Stella and Kendall kind of close too? It's all kind of interesting, isn't it? It's kind of incestuous a little bit. Not as incestuous as when Bella and Gigi pose together naked and scissor each other. They will get into some poses that you really don't think that sisters should get in. It's uncomfortable to look at, knowing that they're sisters. But you know what? Muhammad's probably had a lot of sisters. You know, when you have a lot of money and, you know, and your current fiance is the one who's known for the bathroom sports, then I'm guessing that probably you've had some sisters along the way and made them do some crazy stuff. But like I said at the very beginning, I mean, I find if you can imagine growing up rich, getting whatever you want, having all the staff, basically getting what you want. I mean, they're pretentious, entitled. They don't have any concept of anything real. And that's kind of why I like Marielle, because at least there was a time in her life when, you know, things did get real. I mean, she lost her house when she was a kid. You know, so I mean, at least she's got some kind of, not trouble, but she's had some kind of hardship, a little one. I mean, now she doesn't, but she did. And I think also staying away from LA and everything for so long, it kind of grounded her. I mean, she and her sister, you know, grew up in Virginia and Washington, D.C. and stuff. So I just, anyway. But I do see what, you know, when you see that what Bella and Gigi have as a role model. I mean, they had Muhammad. I mean, come on. I'm sure he's made some legit money, but a ton isn't. You know, and there's been some rumors that when some of those deals went wrong, and there's been a lot of deals that went wrong in those people, that he would have to send Bella and Gigi to make it better. Pretty sure Bella eats about twice a week. You guys think that she eats more than that? I'm pretty convinced she only eats like about twice a week. What's that line, Devil Wears Prada? You know, I starve myself until I'm about to pass out, and then I eat a cube of cheese. I mean, I think that's pretty much Bella. I wish she'd start smoking pot, just so that way she'd get the munchies and gain some weight. Because that's one of the things I hate about Bella. She insists that she's never had any work done. None. She's had like a dozen procedures that cost like $250,000. But what happens is, she says this crap, that she hasn't had anything done. And she's basically implying to other young women, teens and stuff, that they can look exactly like her without doing any procedures or anything like that. And it's not true. And so she's doing a disservice. She's lying to them, and she's setting these unrealistic expectations that will never be met. They can't be. And she also pretends that she doesn't starve herself when she does. She starves herself, gets work done, and says, oh, no, I'm all natural. Oh, any of you guys can do this. That's what she's saying. But it's such crap. And that's something that really, really bugs the hell out of me. And I think basically the reason that she did it was all that stuff is because she was always jealous of Gigi. I mean, to the point where, like, Bella has slept with several guys Gigi went out with. and even ones that she thought that Gigi was going out with, because Gigi caught on to the game pretty quick. And would, like, go get her, go out with some guy and get her photo taken, and the next thing you know, Bella's, like, hooking up with him. And she was just proving it, I guess, so that she could say, I can get the same guys that, that Gigi gets. Yeah, you know, and also, like, the guy's not, I don't think she quite gets the point of maybe why they were going out with her. But it's no wonder they're both insecure. I mean, pro models hate them for taking their jobs and attention. Their dad dates younger and younger women while being in a relationship, which shows that no matter how good you look, your guy will cheat on you with someone he considers better. He wants you to feel worthless. And, I mean, that's what they're growing up with. That's growing up Hadid. All right, you guys. If you're listening to this as a... whatever night this is. Coming up at midnight, there'll be some reveals of... a little recap of Black Friday reveals. And I think I had 6 new reveals that you'll just hear there. So, stay up a few more hours. All right? I'll talk to you soon. Bye.